Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Spectora Spotlight. My name is Kevin Wagstaff, the owner and founder of Spectora. Today, we're joined by Jamie Ward of Simple Solutions Call Center. How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm good, Kevin. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for joining us. For those that don't know, tell us a little bit about your company and a little bit about your background.
Sure. So the name of my company is Simple Solutions Call Center. We have been around since 2011. Mm-hmm. I started. We are exclusive to home inspectors. So we offer our services exclusively to home inspectors, booking their appointments, managing their calendars, providing excellent service to home inspectors, and we're well-versed within the home inspection industry.
Nice. So, I'm curious, what prompted you to start the call center? Let's start back then of, okay, what incepted the idea?
Sure. Well, I had been working with home inspectors prior to 2011. Mm-hmm. So my name had been out in the community mm-hmm. for about 3 years. So home inspectors kind of knew who I was, I had worked for a company that we worked with home inspectors, and there was a real need for a call center, and one that put a call center as a priority, not as a, you know, back burner add-on service that you could kind of do. Right. They needed it as a priority service. When I left that company, I kind of thought to myself that, you know, there's a need out there, you know, my name's already out there, and you know, these guys want it, you know. And so I was able to provide it. I had the know-how, and I had, you know, the connections that I needed to be able to provide the service. So in 2011, I started it up, and I immediately had some clients who wanted to come over, and we just grew from there. So
wonderful. Very nice. So what are some of the benefits, just front and center, of what inspectors get from using a call center? Because I'll preface this with saying, from our vantage point, we talked to hundreds of inspectors. A lot of them have trouble managing the day-to-day. So what are some of those benefits of using a call center?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of home inspectors, as you know, they're one-man shops, or, you know, one- or two-man operations, you know, and the owner of the company is out there doing home inspections. He's working just as hard as his employees. When you're on a roof, or you're in a crawl space, you know, or driving to your next appointment, it's hard to answer the phone and get all the information that you need. And then at the end of the day, when you're trying to, you know, do your reports, and then remember that you have these appointments that you got to put on your calendar, and, oh no, I got to get access for these, and it's just a lot, you know. So definitely one of the benefits is just being able to say, okay, my call center's got this. You know, they've got the phones, they're booking the appointments, they're managing my calendar, they're getting the access for the appointments that I need. That's one less thing that I have to worry about. I don't have to worry about the information not all going in. I don't have to worry about my email notifications not going out. I don't have to worry about, you know, everything not doing what it's supposed to be doing within my system, because I know that my call center is putting all the information in, you know. And that's another thing. It's, you know, picking the right call center.
Yep.
Is not all call centers will book directly on your scheduling platform.
That's big.
So, you know, that's important too, you know.
And you can tell me if you've heard this too, but I think every inspector's worst fear is being on site with a client and agent, phone rings, there's so much debate on whether take the call, don't take the call, make your voicemail, you know, set expectations to send them online. It's kind of chaotic, right? And so that part alone is alleviated by saying it's okay if I miss a call because it rolls to my call center, right?
That's right. Because that moment of panic when your phone rings and you know that call is somebody who needs to schedule an appointment. If you leave this conversation with your client and your agent, get that call, you're making a really bad impression. But at the same time, if you don't pick up that phone, you know that person is going to probably not leave a voicemail.
Right.
They do. They're just going to hang up and call the next person on the list that their agent gave them, because they typically give them 3 or 4 people to call.
Right.
So, you know, it's tough. Yeah.
And our industry is so unique. I was sitting there trying to think of other industries where there's a time sensitive need to hire someone, and that someone might be doing their job and be in front of someone else. It's hard. I just don't think of it in many other industries where a call center is truly needed because it's that urgent, because it is so time sensitive.
Yep. You're exactly right.
So something inspectors need to think about. I get this question often. I read it on the forums of, you know, answer your phone versus tell the client, hey, this is how I get business. I think zero interruptions is ideal, to not be interrupted by the phone, and you can be present with your client and agents to make the best impression possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of inspector on that note, you know, a lot of inspectors think, well, it's okay because I have a link on my website that allows them to book 24/7. That's not the answer, you know, because I tell my guys all the time, that's great. You have a link on your website for them to book 24/7. Fantastic. But who's picking up the phone and calling them then to finish booking that appointment, to add additional services, to explain those additional services and get those added on to the inspection, to verify the property information? You know, how many times do we book an inspection and they're like, well, I think it's 3,000 square feet. Well,
yeah, they're wrong, you know, most of the time.
4,200 square feet, you know?
Yeah.
So you still need a person to manage those, you know? So, you just can't be hands off.
Yeah. Yep. And I agree. The link on the website's great. I think inspectors don't think about the business they don't get, because if someone doesn't go seek out that link to sign up, you just don't know you lost that business. And so I think to rely on that as a fallback is not good, because people aren't going to work that hard to try to book you as an inspector is what I try to tell them. I said, especially if they're a millennial, if it's not easy, they're gone and they're going to find anything else.
Yeah. And depending on your setting, you know, if people are price shopping, you know, if they've just got your link to price shop, you know, you've just lost an opportunity to, you know, then pick up the phone and call them and say, okay, you know, this may be our price, but here's why I do this that the other guy doesn't do. It doesn't say that on your link.
Right.
So you need a person, you know, here you need a person saying, my price is this because these are my USPs. These are my unique selling points.
Love it.
Or what are I offer that the next guy down the road doesn't. This is my licensing. This is how long I've been doing inspection.
That's great. So you guys will bake that in if an inspector says, hey, here's a couple of my USPs. Try to fit these in where they make sense.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Because you can't fit that into a voicemail. You know, you can have it on your website, but it's not a guarantee people are going to go there after hearing your voicemail. So I think that's great.
Yep.
You mentioned upsells, auxiliary services. Is that something you're seeing a lot more? Is that something you think guys should be doing, of adding radon, mold? I mean, I hear a lot about it in the industry. I talked with Ben Gromyko about that on another interview, saying, yeah, add every service your customers are asking for and then sell it.
Yeah, exactly. I do think that you need to stay relevant within your environment. So, you know, if you're in an area where, you know, radon is prevalent, absolutely, you should be offering radon. If you're, you know, in an area where mold is an issue, offer mold. If termites are an issue, offer termite. If you can do pool inspections where you're checking the mechanicals, or septic where you're checking the mechanicals, or anything where you can add that additional $25, $50, $75 to an inspection, it adds up. And, you know, the guys who are working for you are going to appreciate that extra money that you can add on to an inspection. But also stay aware. Don't just kind of settle in, you know?
Yeah.
Know what's going on in your environment. So, you know, if there's been, you know, flooding recently, well, you know that mold is coming right behind it. So if you're not mold certified and you're in an area that floods, why aren't you mold certified?
Right.
You know,
I like it.
If you're, you know, you just stay on top of things, you know, meth is a big issue, you know, drug addiction and meth is a big issue. If you're inner city and you're doing a lot of like house flipping and stuff like that, then yeah, you should be checking these houses for, or at least offering the service that where you can check these houses for that kind of chemical within the drywall. So stay relevant to your area, I think.
Absolutely.
And people appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah. So what does that look like for Simple Solutions? So say an inspector, and these are for the inspectors that aren't aware of how the process works. So are you giving you guys the services you provide and then a few questions that you want the reps to ask? How does that probing kind of work in the training with the call center reps?
So each company is unique that comes to us. So each company has unique services. Each company has their unique, you know, demographic that they go by. So we have to keep it sort of streamlined for, you know, our call center reps to be able to kind of follow along. But each company with their uniquenesses, we have it set up in a system that we can easily access that company's information. So if somebody were to ask me a question about so-and-so's licensing, I can flip right over to it and access that information.
Nice.
Or lots of times, you know, we're able to kind of manipulate their scheduling systems a little bit, where we can, you know, add in little notes or reminders.
Nice.
That we're able to, you know, while we're on the call, we're not missing things, or we're remembering to add additional services with this or with that, or
yeah.
So yeah, we try and keep it streamlined, but each company is so unique, and it's easy, you know, to add or take away services if an inspector wanted to add or take away. So
nice. And I think of it from a consumer perspective. So often, if I'm just asked, a lot of times I'll take the upsell, or, you know, if I, as a consumer, if someone says, oh, have you thought about X, Y, or Z? And I'll say, huh, and I haven't. Tell me a little more about radon or mold. So yeah, I think it's great. Sometimes just the reps even asking, I think that's something a lot of inspectors don't do, just out of fear of upselling. It's a natural, I think, tendency, right? To say, hey, do you want to spend more money? I know you're already paying me $400. How about another $100? And that's what I think a call center takes out of their hands, which is a huge benefit.
And, you know, I was just talking to a guy yesterday, and he told me, he's like, you know, I've been booking my own inspections. And he goes, I got to tell you, every single time I talk to a person, I end up giving them such a huge discount because I'm talking to them.
Yeah, I know.
And I, you know, I feel like fumbling around and I'm doing this and that and the next, and I feel like by the time I'm done talking to them, I've given away like because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yep.
I'm like scheduling this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's another thing that the call center would do, would, you know, they would create that buffer where people wouldn't be so, well, you're the guy, are you going to give me a discount?
Yep.
Like, so So yeah, it does kind of create a buffer there. So.
You know, I fall victim to that myself. I, you know, when I still talk to on customer service, some inspectors and someone asks me, it's like, I'm human, you know, and I hear stories and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll cut you a break. But you're right. When it's the person just doing the booking, it's more business. It's more fluid, the transaction. So,
right.
But that's
right.
A good benefit. That's something I think a lot of inspectors don't think about is it's very cut and dry when it's someone booking it for you.
Yeah.
There's less haggling. I like
We're still very personable, but
yeah.
You know, we're taking that out of it, you know, that we're not the guy.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So with that being said, what mistakes do you see inspectors making besides obviously not hiring Simple Solutions to answer their phones? Outside of the call center environment, do you hear or see any mistakes happening? And then the ones that also come to you, what are some common missteps or things that you would do better?
Oh, good questions. okay, so first question, mistakes that I see home inspectors making.
And we can even dive into the big theme of them trying to do it all, because I think all inspectors try to do it all, and we can even drill into like what that looks like. Because I think all of them think they can do it all. And it's not a knock on anybody, but it's more of, hey, outsource the things that are smart to outsource to free up your time. And I think that's a big thing a lot of inspectors struggle with, is leveraging their time.
Yeah. You know, I had a conversation with an owner of a company, a large company, and he, you know, we had a great conversation, and we were talking about these home inspectors of large companies who then kind of get into other things, mm-hmm. like outside of home inspecting, you know, kind of, you know, once they get big, they kind of get into other things outside of home inspecting, such as, you know, marketing groups and stuff like that. And they start getting like their antennas out and like all these other things, mm-hmm. you know? And then they can't figure out why their inspection business isn't making as much money as it once was making.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And you're like, to you and I, we're like, well, because your antennas are all over the place.
Yep.
And, you know, back when you were just doing your inspection business, you were thriving and doing really, really well, and your business was really big. But then when you started putting your antennas and all these other things, your focus wasn't on your inspection business.
Yeah.
So I think I see that a lot with people. And I think that's, you know, from my perspective, I don't want to knock anyone. But from my perspective and from what I've seen over the past 10 years, I've seen a lot of people go down that road, and it never really ends well.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, for like a few people, it does, but for the majority, it doesn't. And it's unfortunate, because I really feel like if they would have just kept their main focus on, you know, their business and what really got them there in the first place, then they would be really well, you know, off. And so I mean, that's a mistake that, you know, people, inspectors have made that I've seen. And and of course, then you got the smaller guys trying to follow the bigger guys' footsteps, and they're just, you know, losing money trying to do that, and where they could be taking that money and turning around and putting it in their inspection business, and that's just unfortunate. So
yeah, we see a lot that are crossovers from construction, and whenever I hear, oh, I still have a construction company that I'm doing a lot of stuff with, or I still am doing this, you can just feel the focus isn't there. And this is a good segue into my next question, because it is such a relationship-based business. I think everyone should realize that, if they don't, that if you don't fully invest in these relationships with agents, with partners, call centers, whatever, it's going to fall apart because people work with who they like, who they trust, who they feel comfortable with. Yeah. So one of the biggest objections I hear to a call center is, oh, I don't want to lose that personal touch or branding. It's probably something you hear often. So yes. I understand, everyone has to understand, if someone else answers the phone besides you, of course, it's not going to be you. So there, of course, there's a little bit lost, but how do you guys combat that? What would you say to an inspector that says, hey, how can I still give that warm feeling and warm brand when someone calls?
Okay. So I'm going to give you my most honest answer ever.
Love it.
Typically, when it's a man running the show, mm-hmm. And answering the phones, he's going to, you know, have that question and I'm going to give my answer and he's going to be like, okay. If it's a man and a wife running the show and the wife has been answering the phones, she's going to have a harder time letting go. Than he will.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's okay because she has spent a lot more time building and talking to these people than he probably has. You know, women have a emotional connection to the people that they talk to, you know? So I get that, you know, what I tell them is exactly the same. We're never going to be you.
Right. Yeah. It's impossible. Yeah.
We're never going to be you. I can promise you, based on the information that I gather from you when we're setting up the call center, when we're going through the process, that we're going to be as close as possible to you when we do answer the phone. And we're going to be informed, we're going to be concise, we're going to be effective, we're going to be friendly, and we're going to do the best possible job for you.
Love it.
We keep the lines of communication open. Typically, you know, within the first week or two, you know, if it's a guy operation, you know, he trails off, you know, the wife takes a little bit longer, you know, but she eventually, you know, realizes that, hey, I don't have to be on the phones that much anymore. And, you know,
yeah,
it happens. And, you know, we won't be you. Nobody can be you. But also, don't be afraid to hire somebody who may be better than you. You don't know.
Great and point.
Wouldn't you want somebody who could possibly be better than you?
You know? I love it. And to be completely objective here, I talk to home inspectors all day, every day, pretty much, right? And yes, a majority of them are male dominated industry, which we'll get into in a minute. But I challenge all home inspectors to think about just how good you are on the phone, because I dare I say some of them, I think, have an inflated sense of how good they are on the phone and how good their brand is. Because I'll talk to some of them, I'll call some of them, and they'll answer the phone. And I could think of ways it could be better. So I just tell everyone to say, really take a hard look and evaluate how you are on the phone, because it's easy to believe our own hype, right? It's easy for us to say, oh yeah, I'm great. I have a personal brand. You know, people call because I'm friendly. And it's like, well, is that the story you've been telling yourself for all these years, or is it the truth?
Yeah.
So it takes introspection. And so I think that's a great point to say, it's okay if someone can answer the phone better than you.
Yeah. Yep. You know, funny story. I had a home inspector tell me he wanted me to call into his business and critique the person who answered the phone. Mm-hmm. I did. I called into his business. I booked a fake inspection and then I emailed him with my critique or whatever. He emails me. Well, he calls me the next day and he tells me it was his wife. And I'm like, are you serious? You just did that to me?
That's messed up.
Answering the phone for like 5 years, and I knew he said she wasn't that good, but now I have an email to tell her that we need to hire somebody else. I'm not talking to her.
Yeah. He needs to own up to that. That's a trap. That's funny. But so, maybe she needed to hear it from an objective third party. And I think we all need to be checked on that. You know, I constantly ask Mike, you know, here at Spectora, like, hey, am I doing things the way I think I'm doing them? Because, some, you know, we start to fall into our habits.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. No, and I think that's a great answer to that whole question, because unless someone just has a kick-ass experience and someone that's full-time doing it and does it well and upsells and is always answering, great. I haven't seen many home inspection companies that have that. I can maybe count on one hand ones that I know where I'm like, you don't need a call center because you're crushing it. The rest, I always ask them, how is your time best spent?
Yeah. And we work with office staffs too, you know, because our call center is, you know, open longer than most offices, you know, mm-hmm. so we're able to work with office staffs too. Sometimes their office staff isn't very large. So if calls come in and they are getting too many calls, and they'll just have them roll over to us and we can communicate all day long and have a nice cohesive relationship. So
I like it. You mentioned the calls rolling over. Let's dig into that real quick, because I don't think everyone's aware of how the phones roll, or if it's just during certain times when it goes to the call center. So like for the novice home inspector with call centers, how does the call routing and rolling work?
Sure. So it's a whole system behind the scenes. but mainly, so the average guy, he could have his phones forwarded 24/7. He forwards his phones and says, I'm done with it. I'm just going to have them forwarded. So we would just provide him a local forwarding number. He could forward as many numbers to that line as he wanted to.
Nice.
Whether it be his cell phone, his office line, whatever numbers for his business he wants to come over to us. Great. If he had an office or he wanted the opportunity to try and pick up the call first, then he could set his call forwarding so that maybe it rang a few times at a number first and then rolled over to
him. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. I like that.
We could set it up within our system that callers would have an option when they came in. So maybe they wanted, you know, to book an appointment or go directly to so-and-so's cell phone. They could have that option when they come in, just an option menu. There's all kinds of different ways that I could set up the system.
Nice.
Based on that inspector's need.
Nice. So, and one thing I want to interject here, I want to interject my recent SEO discovery. I did an interview with an SEO expert the other day, and Google My Business now allows you to put in multiple phone numbers. So for people that are worried about the SEO impact of listing a different phone number in your Google My Business, they give you a couple different fields to put phone numbers. So actually it won't hurt you if you have, say, a call center number listed, because it gives you another field to say, what is your main business phone number? So that's just a little nugget out there for anyone that, because I get that question from time to time, you want to keep your phone number consistent listed across everywhere on the internet. You can still do that in Google accounts for now people that use alternative phone numbers or call centers. So,
oh, good. Yeah. I was just talking with somebody today and we were talking about porting the numbers over.
Yep. So anyone that you work with, maybe I'll do a video on just that or something, just educating people on that. Question on, I know I occasionally the topic will come up of outbound calling, like prospecting for new agents. Is that something you all have considered, or something that you get asked about?
Yes. So we absolutely do outbound calling. So we take inbound calls and we do outbound calls. So if somebody needs access for appointments, different inspectors in different areas may need access. So if we need to call a listing agent or call CSS, showing time, there's multiple different services for that. So whatever the case is, we will make the outbound call for access. We also have our own in-office sheet. we are keeping track of everything. So if there's appointments that we're still waiting to get access for, those are monitored. We're always keeping getting access for those, keep trying. If we have appointments on hold, we're up on those. If we have quotes that we have sent out for people, we go back in, we call those within 24 hours. So
perfect. Very cool. Yeah. Cause I know some inspectors, certain areas are higher maintenance than others in terms of the outbound needs. So that's good to know. We talked about mistakes. Anything that, just in your experience, you talk to lots of inspectors, your company talks to lots of inspectors. What do you see the experienced and the successful ones doing well? This can be anything across the board. What do you see them doing well?
They're always price shopping, making sure that their prices are competitive.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Online and calling, or what's the method? What's the best way to do that?
I'm not sure how they're doing it.
Right.
but they are making sure that their prices are competitive. I know that for a couple of my clients, I may have called around to a couple inspectors for them.
That's smart. Competitive research.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's as simple as, you know, going online. Some inspectors post their prices on their website.
Yeah.
If the information is out there, it's out there. Just make sure that you're staying in line and staying competitive. Your USPs are only going to get you so far. They want their price driven. So, honestly, no disrespect whatsoever. They don't care about a warranty or, whatever additional services, you know, that you're giving away for free with your home inspection. Unfortunately, they care how much they're writing the check for.
Right.
So keep that in mind. So if you're spending all this additional money to be able to offer those services, is it a good idea? That's something to think about. And what are you getting out of it? Has it increased your business? Run those numbers, run those reports, make sure that, you know, if it is something that's increasing your business, fantastic. But be aware, you know, run those reports and see if that is working out for you.
Yeah, so. That's great advice. I think the USPs, UVPs, I call it sometimes on accident, unique value propositions. Inspectors need to sit down and really think about these and talk about it with someone outside of your circle. To see if they're actually unique, because I hear the same ones day in and day out, which means they're not unique anymore. So I think inspectors really have to hone in, and you got to be creative. It takes creativity and really thinking of your background, your reviews, what else you offer. So, and sometimes your personality is your USP. And that's what Ben Gromyko said. He said, if you are charismatic or you're good with clients or you relate to people well, play that up, make a video for your website, things like that. So I like that.
Yeah. And social media is huge nowadays. You know, there's not one person who's not going, you know, to Facebook and looking somebody up or, you know, looking up a business or whatever. So utilize that. If you get a client, you know, make sure that they like you on Facebook. Offer a discount maybe if they like you on Facebook.
So smart.
So that they can, you're then accessing their friends, you know, and if you post a video, hey, I just did an inspection on your friend's house or whatever, You are doing marketing all day long for nothing. You did an inspection, but you've got free marketing. So
that's a great idea. Great nuggets. And our industry obviously is sometimes left in the past when it comes to adapting to new technology and social media. So huge. I think we could probably do a whole nother interview just on ways to use social media, ways to use your website, online presence, something that I see neglected all the time. And I think it's a missed opportunity for most inspectors.
Yeah.
You mentioned a woman versus a man answering the phone earlier. Let's circle back to that. I just want to get your perspective on being a female in a male-dominated industry and being the president of your company, which is amazing and something I really get excited about and commend you for. Talk a little bit about getting into this industry and being in it over time, how it's changed, and just being kind of on the forefront as a woman in our industry.
Sure. Well, like I said, when I came into when I was meeting home inspectors, 10 years ago, it was very different. at that time, I was a woman. I've always been a pretty good salesperson, just my personality, but they really didn't want anything to do with, talking to a woman.
Unbelievable.
it was a guy's club, and I got that. I was, prior to working with home inspectors, I was in the mortgage industry, mm-hmm. which then is a boys' club, and so those Monday morning bullpens were great.
yep.
You do your job and you push through, but it's changed, now I think, when you push through and you do your job and they see that you can do your job and that you know what you're talking about and you just keep a presence and they keep hearing your name, keep hearing, oh, who is that? Jamie who? Jamie Ward? Jamie what? Jamie, mm-hmm. They can't not hear your name. They hear simple solutions, simple, okay, all right, I'm starting to hear it,
Yeah.
So as long as you stay in their mind, or stay, at the back and they keep hearing the information, they kind of, they'll warm up to you.
Yeah.
But when I flipped over and was doing only call center is when the big change was, because with the call center, it's very different because home inspectors, they then want a woman then to answer their phone and not necessarily, so
it becomes an asset.
That's very different, we do, our staff is primarily women. We have had men work here before. I'm not, anti-male or mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
But I think when it comes to home inspectors, they, for a call center perspective, they would prefer a woman answering the phone, I think.
Yeah.
And the friendly, upbeat personality, and not that men don't have it. Am I gonna get in trouble here?
No, I'll say what you can't say. But there's something to that. And I think you could probably find studies and statistics to back it up that people tend to trust a woman's voice more. That's more soothing, it's more social, the softer emotional skills are there.
Yeah.
And so it's,
yeah, it's like what I was saying earlier about the emotional connection, and it's like when we have clients who are, longtime clients, or even when we get to know your agents calling in, mm-hmm. oh, hi, Becky, how are you? my staff has been here a long time too. You know, I have staff who's been with me 7 years, mm-hmm. 4 years, you know, I don't have a lot of turnover. So my staff is going to get to know your agents and your, so they're developing those relationships with your people as well, which is good.
That's so huge. Longtime staff is a big deal. I, you know, just from hearing that in my perspective from a call center. But yeah, it's no secret that men from the trades, from construction, plumbing, don't typically aren't the warmest, aren't the most customer service oriented people. And that's okay, because everyone has their skill sets. I think just acknowledging that as inspectors can go a long way by saying, yeah, I probably do want someone that has more of that emotional intelligence answering my phones. I think it makes total sense. And if inspectors are real with themselves, then they'll see that too. But to each his own.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the future. So what are you excited about with your business? What does the next couple of years look like?
Sure. So we're always growing. We're always moving forward. I'm always reaching out and looking for new ways to grow, new companies to work with. Of course, my call center is unique in the aspect that we do a couple things different than other call centers out there. We are able to record all of the calls that come into the call center. Ooh. We're able to text all of our clients on a, you know, if messages come in, we're able to text them and they can text us back. So we have an open line of communication all day long.
That's big.
Yeah, with our clients. So that's great. We also book directly on our client scheduling platform. So that is huge. We're not integrated, which other centers are, which creates kind of a mess. Mm-hmm. Booking directly on your platforms, which are, it's streamlined. It's just like an office staff would. So anything that your office staff could do, we can do.
And that's big, being understanding the intricacies of Spectora and having built and been a part of it. That's a huge deal, because I know more than anybody, data transmitting to platforms and APIs, there's lots that can get lost and messed up. So I think that's big. And the call recording's big. I don't want to just gloss over that because I think that gives a peace of mind, right, to inspectors to say, okay, we can always go back and see what was said and ordered.
That's exactly right. So oftentimes that comes into play when, you know, an agent has gone to an inspection and the buyer's not there and the agent's like, well, hold on, why didn't we do the termite inspection? My client said that they paid for it. No.
Right.
I pay that $95 extra first call.
Yeah.
So that does come in handy more than once.
Yeah.
So, that's huge to be able to do that.
And the texting is great. I think a lot our inspectors tend to be pretty tech savvy, I think. I think it's no surprise in the industry, a lot of tech forward looking ones, a lot of younger inspectors. So the texting's big, right? Because a lot of our inspectors do a lot through text.
Yeah, we've already established they don't have time to answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can't be calling them and asking questions. We can't be calling them with messages. We're not going to be able to write it down. So yeah, we can text them with a message. And when they have a minute, it's right there for them. They can click on a phone number, call somebody back, or they can answer a question from us, and all the information's right there. It comes back and forth.
So, nice.
It's great. It's great. I mean, they like it. We like it. So.
And more everything's going mobile and text and automation. I think these are all big themes that we're seeing with how can you streamline your business, because a lot of our inspectors want to do 2 a day, 3 a day even. We even have one that's crazy and does 4 a day. And so you can't do that, I think, without eliminating the back and forth, without eliminating multiple emails. Mm-hmm. And so this whole automation theme, I think, plays well with what the modern inspectors are thinking about, right?
Yeah, to be able to do 4 a day, you have got to have everything streamlined. You have got to. You've got to be giving reports on site. You have got to have your iPad. You've got to be putting everything in as you go through.
Yep.
Done as soon as you leave that inspection, and everything has to be emailed done. Because at the end of the night, you're going to be so tired, you're not going to be doing reports. You're going to do 4 reports at the end of the night.
No.
So, and I hope that guy has a call center because...
Right.
Inspections.
You have to.
So, yeah.
That's great. And that's what we preach a lot. A lot of inspectors are coming to us because they're saving time, doing their reports less and less at home and more on site. And that same goes for phone calls, text messages. So that's great. Anything else about your business that you just want to get out there? Anything we didn't cover?
You're going to bleep out this.
We'll skip through it. Or hey, let's jump into conferences. So, one thing that we talked off the air about conferences, you guys don't typically do the conference circuit. You've primarily gotten your business word of mouth, which is great. And that's a conscious decision, right? To just not go the conference route.
It is. It is. So we have not been to any conferences. I just feel that for me, from a call center perspective, I really haven't had the need to go to conferences. I feel like the whole point of going to a conference is, you know, to get your name out there, to get more business, to introduce yourself. I'm able to do that through social media, through email marketing. And I feel like I've done a good job at getting my name out there. The most of my business comes from word of mouth. So if I have a happy client, they're going to tell other people, and you know, it's going to get around, and then I have people coming to me about my services, which is great, which is what I want. I want, you know, happy clients referring other people who then become more happy clients. So that's great. I don't want to go to, and this happens too, I don't want to go to a conference and get a lot of new clients and then come back with all these new clients and then not have the resources on my end to be able to sustain and give these people the service that they deserve. So I have told people before, you know, when I've had an influx and people coming on, I've had to turn people away for like a month or so.
Great.
Because I don't want to take people on that I would not be able to give them the service that they deserve. And if I did not have the staff to be able to service them properly, I'm not going to take them on and give them a bad experience. So that's where I'm at. That's where I, you know, want to be. I don't want to give bad service to people. So
that's great. And that speaks volumes for you and your company. You know, it's something I sometimes anti-sell inspectors on certain services where I'm saying it's just not appropriate. You're not going to get the bang for the buck. So, I think that's great, and you want to be able to handle that volume. And for those that have made it this far in the interview, we have a special announcement to make, so I'll let you unveil it.
Okay, great. Simple Solutions is now working with Spectora. Very excited about that.
Yep, and for those, we get a lot of requests for direct call center integration, and so we're really excited about it just because your guys' business really aligns well, I think, with the way you do business, and just working with you has been great. So we'll announce more details tomorrow. Both of us will send out emails, do the social media thing. It'll be on our blog. And so it's something that now inspectors will be able to get a call center booking directly into Spectora, which is super exciting.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So anything else in closing? Anything else we missed? Anything else you wish I would have asked you? Anything you just want to put out into the world?
stay tuned for that announcement, because we do have specials for your clients as well coming out. And so very excited to be able to work with you guys.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I think we covered some cool stuff. Hopefully taught a few inspectors some new things and covered some things that they didn't know before. So thanks a bunch.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.